再次感谢神的恩典。
Like to thank God's grace again.
保守我们众人今天又回到他的殿里来侍奉神。
And protect each one of us come to God's holy temple to worship God.
刚才的赞美诗歌。
Just like the choir sang hymn.
已经表现了神的伟大。
It has demonstrated how mighty our God is.
我们的神是应当称颂的。
Our God is worthy for praise.
今天我们欢喜快乐。
Today we are full of joy.
是值得庆祝的日子。
It's a day worth for celebration.
因为今天我们有六位弟兄姐妹要受洗归入主的名下。
Because today we have six brothers and sisters that are going to baptize into Christ.
基督徒的一生最值得纪念的就是受洗的日子。
In our Christian life, the most memorial day for us is the baptism.
因为这个日子是我们蒙恩典的日子。
And this is the day how we receive God's grace.
是我们跟神建立关系与神和好的日子。
And how we rebuild our relationship with God to reconcile with God.
是我们出死入生的日子。
And we get away from our death and enter God's living.
受洗是我们在神面前悔改，做一个新人的记号。
And when you baptize is how the symbol of how we repent, be reborn again.
当我们受洗之后
，After we baptize，
表明我们要与以前的旧人老我一刀两断。
We need to separate our old self, you know, altogether.
除去罪人。
And get away of our old self.
穿上新人。
And try to be new creation.
开始新人的生活。
And start this life of new creation.
旧事已过。
All the things has been passed.
都变成新的了。
Everything now transformed into new.
我们请大家翻开这一节经文。
And let's turn to this Bible verse.
是在哥林多后书的五章十七节。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
可以的话，请打出来。
If can't, could we ask the audio person to type it out?
这样子可以帮助新来的朋友。
So we can help the newcomers to read Bible verse.
哥林多后书五章十七节，好，我们一起来读，
Shall we
中英文一起来读。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Shall we read together both in Chinese and in English?
好，一起来。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。在哪里我们才是新造的人呢？
When can we be a new creation?
在基督里。
It's only in Christ.
我们还没有信主之前。
Before we believe in God.
我们都是在世界里。
We live in this world.
可能有人说，在世界里不好吗？
And you might question me, is that no good to live in this world?
圣经说这个世界是个邪恶、败坏的世界。
The Bible described to us this world is wicked and is corrupt.
因为我们属灵的眼睛没有打开，所以我们觉得这个世界还挺不错的。
Because our spiritual eyes are not yet open, so we think this world is wonderful.
罪怎样进入这个世界呢？
How sins entered into the world?
我们来看罗马书的五章十二节。
Let's read Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书的五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
同样的，我们一起来读，中英文一起来读。
We shall read Chinese English together. Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
好，一起来。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。这个人是亚当。
This man is Adam.
这个世界变成了一个罪恶败坏的世界，就是因为亚当。
And this world has become a wicked and corrupted world is because of Adam.
亚当在伊甸园里违背神的 吩咐。
Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden.
亚当当时受了魔鬼的诱惑。
Adam has been tempted by Satan.
他想要像神一样可以分别善恶。
And he just wants to be as wise as God so he can identify good and evil.
他吃了神禁止他不可吃的果子。
So therefore he ate the forbidden fruit, which is good and evil.
神也说过，跟他说过，你吃的日子必定死。
God also told him, the day you eat it, you must die.
亚当他就是不听神的话。
But Adam somehow did not listen to God.
所以罪就这样子从亚当进入了这个世界。
So therefore sins have been entered into the world through Adam.
所有的世人因此就有了罪。
So therefore all mankind have sinned.
那么死呢？死是从罪来的。
And how about death? Death is the penalty of our sin.
于是死就临到了众人。
So therefore death come too.
我们人对罪都有同样的看法。
We might have the same opinion how we value about sin.
我们都认为自己没有杀人。
We all think I'm not a murderer. I did not kill anyone.
我们也不做伤天害理的事。
We didn't do any very bad things to hurt people, to be illegal.
我们做事都凭良心。
We actually follow our conscience to do all kinds of things.
我们也曾经帮助过很多有需要的人。
And we also help those people who are in great need.
因此我们自己觉得我们还不错的人，还是个好人。
So somehow we think about ourselves, say, well, I'm a good person.
所以不需要神。
So therefore, I do not need God.
我们有没有这样子的人？
Did you ever think about in that way?
其实这一号的人最难信主的。
In these categories, it's very hard for you to believe in God.
因为我们总是觉得自己不错。
Because you always think you are not bad.
但是有一件事情我们要知道的。
But one thing you want to know.
我们却忘了死亡。
You forget there is a death.
摆在我们前面。
It's just putting in front of us.
这个每个人都害怕的。
And you are so scared of it.
是不可否认的事实。
It's something, some fact you cannot neglect.
每个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
早死晚死总是要死。
Doesn't matter earlier or later, you must die.
人一出生在这个世上，就注定有一天要离开。
Since you were born, you are walking on the journey of death.
我们离开这个世界。
When we depart from this world,
是无人可以否定的。
No one can escape from that.
也没有人可以逃避。
And no one can refuse it.
这个死呢，就证明人是有罪的。
So our own death proves that we are sinners.
因为刚才我们读的圣经说
，And the Bible verses we just read in Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
死是从罪来的。
Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin.
于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Sin entered the world through one man, and the death through sin.
这个罪不只带来人肉体的死亡。
And in this way, the death came to all men. It's not only bring the death for each man.
也使人的灵与神隔绝。
And somehow it separates your spirit from God.
但神爱世人。
But for God so loved the world.
他不愿意看见他所创造的人。
He doesn't want his creation.
将来都在永恒里受极大的痛苦。
And in the future, they will be in great agony because of their death.
所以神借着他的儿子耶稣基督来拯救世人。
So through Jesus Christ, God has sent his salvation down.
圣经告诉我们，人要离开这个世界。
The Bible tells us, one day man is going to depart from this world.
要到永恒里去。
And enter eternity.
肉体归于尘土。
And your flesh will belong to the dust.
灵要归回赐灵的神。
Your spirit needs to go back to your creator, that is God.
我们来看一处经文，是在传道书十二章的第七节。
And let's turn to
传道书
Ecclesiastes
十二章的第七节
and verse 7.
传道书十二章第七节
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7。
好，一起来读。
Shall we read together once we found it?
尘土
and the dust returned to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it.
所以我们是属土造的，要归回尘土。
So we are made by dust, and we need to return to the ground.
我们人里头的灵是神赐的。
And the spirit belongs to God.
所以灵离开了肉体，要到永恒里去。
And it will enter in, once it departs from our flesh, it will need to be go back to eternity.
但圣经告诉我们，永恒有两个地方。
But somehow the Bible tells us they are two.Destination for your spirit.
一个是有神同在的地方。
One location that is God.
另外一个是没有神的地方。
There is another location that is no God.
有神同在的地方是个好的无比的乐园，是天堂，是天国。
And the place that is God is the kingdom of God. That's heaven. That's paradise.
没有神的地方是阴间、地狱，是火湖。
And where there's no God, that is the hell, the Hades, and also the lake of fire.
我们知道神的心愿是要人人都得救。
And we know God's will is want everyone receive salvation.
神要免除我们第二次的死亡。
God wants to take away your second death.
我要请大家打开启示录第二十章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
打开启示录二十章十四、十五节。
Chapter 20, verse 14 and 15.
我们先来看十四节。
And let's read verse 14. Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章十四节，一起来。
Verse 14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十五节，若有人名字在死，他就被扔在火湖里。我们每一个人本来都要到火湖里去的。
Everyone originally we own to enter the lake of fire.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
这个火湖才是人生的终站。
And this lake of fire is our final destination.
死亡不是终站。
But death is not the end.
因为圣经告诉我们，死亡和阴间都要被扔在火湖里。
So the Bible tells us death andhell will be all thrown into the lake of fire.
火湖是我们的灵永远在火湖里。
So our spirit will stay in there forever.
但感谢神。
But we would like to thank God.
神给了我们一个选择。
God has provided a choice for you.
我们的名字可以写在这个生命册上。
And we, our name can be carved onto the book of life.
若是我们的名字在生命册上，
So if your name is written on the book of life,
我们就可以免除第二次的死亡。
You can get away from the second death.
我们的名字若不在生命册上，
So if our name is not written on the book of life,
我们将来就会被扔在火湖里。
And we'll be thrown into the lake of fire.
这就是主耶稣降世为人带给我们的最好的信息。
That's how Jesus Christ was born and the greatest news he has delivered.
我们即将就要庆祝主耶稣的降生节。
We're going to celebrate, the birth of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来就是要拯救罪人。
When Jesus came, he wants to redeem sinners.
有福的人就得到他的救恩。
Whoever are blessed will receive his salvation.
我们如何脱离第二次的死亡呢？
How do we get away from the second death?
就是罪要得赦免。
And your sins need to be forgiven.
这就是我们今天要受洗的弟兄姐妹要知道的。
And that is the brothers and sisters who are going to baptize you on to know.
受洗的意义，第一点就是罪得洁净。
And the first meaning of your baptism is your sins need to be cleaned away.
所以今天节制受洗的弟兄姐妹们是有福的。
So those brothers and sisters who has made decision to follow Jesus today, you are truly blessed.
你不要以为你这一次做的节制是勉强的，或者你不乐意的来领受，但是你知道你是得救的。
And maybe you say, well, I've been forced to do it, or I'm not truly willing to do it, but it's really your decision to receive the blessing.
我知道有些姐妹们，她信主以后，很想她的先生也信主。
I know there are many sisters, when they baptize and they believe in God, they wish their husband can follow.
但是她们的先生就是硬着心肠，不肯相信。
But somehow the husband have hardened their heart. They don't want to believe in God.
这些姐妹们伤心难过，甚至流泪。
And those sisters, they're quite sad. Sometimes they cry.
因为她们知道她们的名字在生命册上，而她们的丈夫还没有在生命册上。
Because they know their name will be carved on the book of life, but their husband cannot be.
所以她们会为先生的得救着操心。
So they worry about their husband's salvation.
这是爱的表现。
And this is the weight of love.
所以主耶稣神的儿子也是为了爱我们，他才愿意舍己流血来拯救我们。
So Jesus Christ, he's doing the same thing because of love, he came to save us.
所以我们来看受洗的意义，第一点就是罪得洁净。
So the meaning of baptism, first of all, is your sins will be cleaned away.
我想我们来看一个圣经里面的人物。
And let's read one Bible character.
这个人是保罗。
And his name is Paul.
我们来看保罗的经历。
And let's see his experience.
保罗他是一个极其反对主耶稣的人。
Paul used to be an anti-Christ person.
他苦害圣徒。
And he actually persecuted Christians.
他后来承认他是个罪魁。
And later on, he admit himself is the leader of the crime.
当主耶稣向他显现的时候，
When Jesus Christ appeared to him,
保罗三天看不见。
He couldn't see anything for 3 days.
三天不吃也不喝。
He can't eat, he can't drink for 3 days.
他可能在惊吓的情况下认罪悔改。
With his own shock, he confessed and he repented.
他后来相信并且顺服接受洗礼。
Later on, he obeyed God, he admit his own crime and his sins, and he believed in God, get baptized.
我们现在打开《使徒行传》第九章的十八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
使徒行传第九章十八节。
Sorry, chapter 9, verse 8.
十八节。
18.
使徒行传九章十八节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 18.
当主耶稣同时也向这个亚拿尼亚显现的时候。
And when Jesus appeared to another person,
告诉亚拿尼亚，你去找保罗。
And go then Anania and say to him, go to find Paul.
那时候他的名字还是扫罗。
And in that period of time, his name still called Saul.
扫罗是犹太人的名字。
Saul is a Jewish name.
保罗呢是拉丁文的名字。
And Paul is in Latin.
是同一个人。
But it's the same person.
所以亚拿尼亚去找保罗的时候。
So Anania went to see Paul.
他就跟保罗说。
He said to Paul.
那时候我们就看到扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来。
And it looks like there's some shield covered his eyes and he has fallen down.
刚才我们说过，当主耶稣向保罗显现的时候，他的眼睛不可以看见。
So we just say that when God appeared to Paul, his eyes cannot see for 3 days.
所以当亚拿尼亚来见保罗的时候
，So Anania came to see Paul.
他的眼睛就好像有灵立刻掉下来。
And Paul's eyes has a shield and falling down from his eyes.
这里告诉我们说他就能看见。
Then he can see.
于是起来做什么
？Then he get up.
受了洗。
And get baptized.
他接受的是什么洗呢
？And what kind of baptize he has received?
好，我要请大家翻到22章的第16节，《使徒行传》22章16节。
And let's turn to Acts 22:16.
使徒行传22章16节。
And Acts chapter 22:16.
好，一起来读。现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪，洗去你的罪。所以罪要得洁净。
So the sins need to be clean and sins away.
不管你是罪魁，还是你没有杀人放火，也是一样，罪要得赦免。
And、doesn't matter you are the head of all the crime.Or any things, you are sinners, and your sins need to be washed away.
我们来看后来保罗传道的时候。
So later on, when Paul preached,
他到处建立教会。
He tried to establish different churches.
他写信给提多说。
He wrote a letter to Titus.
他说主耶稣为我们舍己，赎我们脱离罪恶，又洁净我们。
Jesus has sacrificed for us and cleansing us and let us get away from the sin.
好，我们来看提多书2章14节。
Let's read Titus chapter 2:14.
提多书2章14节。
Titus chapter 2:14.
我们一起来读。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶。又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。好，主耶稣如何洁净我们的罪呢
？How Jesus Christ cleansing our sins？
就是要靠主耶稣的宝血。
And through His holy blood。
主耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血，才能够洁净我们世人的罪。
It's only His holy blood shed on the cross can clean。Every one of our sins.
因为若不流血，罪不得赦免。
If the blood is not shed, and it cannot cleansing our sins.
我们来看啊，希伯来书的9章22节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9:22.
希伯来书9章22节。
Hebrews chapter 9:22.
好，一起来。
Shall we read together, please?
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。所以在旧约时代
，So in the Old Testament，
神命令犹太人他们每年要献牛羊的血来洁罪，来洁净罪。
Every year, God commanded the Jewish people to contribute the living sacrifice by the cows, the sheep, and using the blood to cleansing their sins.
但圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督只有一次的献上。
But the Bible tells us Jesus Christ, He Himself, contributed Himself just for once.
他为世人献上自己。
And for the world, he have contributed himself as a living sacrifice.
他只有一次的流血舍身拯救罪人。
Just once, he contributed himself, he saved all of us.
洁净罪的洗礼也叫做重生的洗。
And this baptism is like a reborn baptism.
我们来看提多书3章5节。
And let's turn to Titus chapter 3:5.
提多书的3章5节。
Titus chapter 3:5.
这里告诉我们说，他便救了我们， 并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，也就是说他的恩典啊，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。主耶稣也曾经说过，人若不重生，不能见神的国。
So if men are not reborn, he cannot see the kingdoms of God.
所以罪得洁净。
So the sins are forgiven.
这是必须的。
This is compulsory.
洁净罪的洗礼也叫做 重生的洗。
And the baptism is a reborn baptism.
使我们可以进到天国去。
So we can enter the kingdom of God.
好，受洗的意义第二点。
And the second point of the baptism,
领受圣灵，
and to receive the Holy Spirit.
我请大家打开约翰福音第一章三十二、三十三节。
And please turn to John chapter 1, verse 32 to 33.
约翰福音第一章三十二、三十三节。
John chapter 1, verse 32 to 33.
好，一起来。约翰又作见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。好，耶稣受洗后，有圣灵降下来住在他的身上。
When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down up to him.
所以受洗是领受圣灵住在我们心里。
So baptism is receive Holy Spirit to live within our heart.
我们知道主耶稣后来出来传道，行神迹奇事。
So we know later on Jesus come out to preach and perform miraculous signs.
赶鬼医病，胜过一切的试探。
Drive out the demons and to overcome all kind of temptation.
都是靠圣灵的能力。
And it's because the power of Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天受洗，我们领受了圣灵的内住。
So today we baptize, we receive how Holy Spirit can live within us.
我们就可以靠圣灵的能力。
And through the power of Holy Spirit.
今天读的主题经文。
And today, the Bible verses we have just read.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改。
So Peter says, everyone, you need to repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
In the name of Jesus Christ, you get baptized.
叫你们的罪得赦。
So your sins will be forgiven.
就必须受所赐的圣灵。
Then you must receive the Holy Spirit that is given to you.
领受圣灵在我们心里做什么工作呢？
Once you receive the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit can work among you?
刚才我们在提多书三章五节也告诉我们。
So just like in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, it told us.
我再读一次哈。
Let's read once more.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。所以圣灵在做更新的工作。
So the Holy Spirit is trying to renew us.
然后我们继续读第六、第七节。
And shall we
turn to Titus chapter 3,
verse 6 and 7?
这里告诉我们说，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主，厚厚浇灌在我们的身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称义。可以凭着永生的盼望成为后赐。所以圣灵要内住在我们每一个信主的人里头。
So the Holy Spirit need to be live within us.
要做更新和浇灌的工作。
It need to do the renewing and also try to help us to reborn again.
所以当一个人悔改。
So when one person you repent.
圣灵就会内住在我们的里头。
The Holy Spirit will come live within us.
我们要借着圣灵来更新和浇灌在我们里头。
And through the Holy Spirit, and it will communicate with us to renew us and to help us to repent.
好，受洗的意义第三点就是与基督合一。
And the third point for baptism is reconciled with God.
我请大家打开哥林多前书十二章十三节。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
好，保罗说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的。都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引以一位圣灵。
So Paul says, for we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
所以凡是受洗归入基督的，我们都在基督里面怎么样合一？
So whoever baptized into Christ, we are united and reconciled in Christ.
我们都成了一个身体。
One body.
我们都是教会的一份子。
And we become a member of this church.
我们经常也听到有人说，这个教会有爱心。
And we all talk about this church is full of love.
就是说弟兄姐妹有爱心。
And as brothers, sisters, we have love.
这是个好的见证。
And this is a good testimony.
当我们听到说这个教会没有爱心。
So when we heard about this church has no love.
就是说弟兄姐妹没有爱心。
And that is brothers, sisters, you do not love each other.
所以当我们说到教会的时候，就是指着弟兄姐妹说的。
And when we talk about church, we indicate to brothers and sisters.
所以我们大家都是基督徒的话，都是基督的身体。
And we all Christians, we are all part of the body of Christ.
所以我们是成为教会的一份子。
So we become part of the church.
那么我们说应不应该为教会做一个好的见证为教会呢？
So we should be a good testimony for our church.
神愿意我们都为他的教会做有好的见证。
And God wishes to be a good testimony for the church.
把神的生命，把主耶稣基督的生命活在外面。
To show the life of Christ, to demonstrate you have this living Christian life.
对，接下来我就请大家打开加拉太书的三章二十七节。
So let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
这里告诉我们说，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
So in here say you baptize into Christ are clothed with Christ.
二十八节。
And 28.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
And doesn't matter you are the Jews, Greek, and independent, slave, male or female, but in Christ you are all one.
所以我们受洗与基督合一。
So once we baptize, we are one in Christ.
我们都是披戴基督的。
We clothe with Christ.
就是说我们要把内在有的这个神的生命要在外面活出来。
So Jesus should live within you, and you should try to live out the life of Christ.
所以保罗在这里说得很明白，就是说我们跟主的关系是非常密切的。
So Paul has explained it to us quite clearly, say our relationship with God should be very close.
他说我们披戴基督。
Because he say we clothe with Christ.
披戴跟穿上是同一个字。
And carry Christ or clothe with Christ is the same word.
所以我们都要穿上衣服的，对不对？
So we need to dress up as a clothes.
所以披戴基督是天天的。
So that's every day you should try to wear Jesus.
披戴基督是在日常生活中表明活出与基督联合的新的样子。
And it should be happened in your daily life. Try to represent you are the newborn one.
这个新的样式就是主耶稣基督复活生命的样式。
And this should be after your resurrection, how you own to live.
是我们新造的人的样式。
And as a new creation.
是基督在我们里面活着。
So Christ is living within us.
加拉太书二章二十节说什么呢？
And in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
主为我们死,
Jesus died for us.
我们应当为主而活,
but we should live for him.
所以我们要披戴基督,
so we should clothe with Christ.
把主的生命活在外面,
and try to live his life out.
好, 第四点,
and the fourth point,
受洗的意义, 第四点,
so we take part in Christ's resurrection.
我请大家打开罗马书六章三节跟四节,
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 4.
六章三节,四节。 好, 一起来读。 岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样基督徒从受洗的那天开始
So Christians, since the day you have been baptized,
就不再像以前的自己了,
you should no longer be your old self.
今天要受洗的弟兄姐妹,
so today, those brothers and sisters who are going to baptize,
你们要在众人面前,
in front of everyone,
在神的面前,
in front of God,
在众天使的面前,
and in front of angels,
在魔鬼的面前,
in front of the devil,
宣告原来的你,
to declare, your old self is no longer here.
你已经与基督同钉同死了,
and you have been crucified your old self with Christ and died with Christ.
并且埋葬了,
and buried.
也与主一同复活了,
and then later on you will be resurrected with God.
等下你们从水里上来的时候,
so when you get out from the water,
乃是基督活在你们心里面,
and hope Christ Jesus is living within you.
你们里面有主耶稣基督复活的生命,
so you have the life of resurrection.
你们应当喜乐,
and you should be full of joy.
今天的主题经文,
and today our theme Bible verses,
彼得告诉我们,
Peter said to us,
奉主的名受洗之前, 有一件事情你们要做的,
and before you baptize, that's one thing you ought to do.
就是个人悔改,
you must repent, each one of you.
悔改是受洗的最关键的事,
and that's very crucial before you baptize.
若不悔改,
if you do not repent, you cannot be baptized.
悔改, 信而受洗, 必然得救,
and if you repent, you believe, then you receive the salvation.
洗礼让我们有一个新的开始,
so baptism will give you a new start.
是我们与神 立约的凭据,
and is the evidence how we have this communion with God.
受洗是主的命令,
and baptism is the command from God.
约翰的洗礼是悔改的洗,
so the baptism John Baptist received is to repent.
奉主耶稣基督的名洗礼,
in the name of Jesus Christ, he has been baptized.
是表明我们重生得救的洗,
and this is a baptism to try to be reborn.
也就是说, 从今以后, 我们是基督徒,
and since then we are Christians.
我们是由神而生,
and we were born from God.
是神家里的人,
and we are member with God's household.
所以洗礼是得救的标记,
so baptism is a symbol for you being reborn again.
相信而受洗必然得救,
and you believe and get baptized, you will receive the salvation.
有些人以为洗礼就可以得救,
so some people think you just baptize, you will be saved.
其实受洗并不能够使人得救,
Actually, baptism doesn't save you.
我们先要悔改。
You must repent.
相信而受洗。
And believe. Then baptize.
才能得救。
Then you be saved.
保罗说要心里相信。
And you must believe in your heart.
口里承认。
And your mouth must confess.
因为人心里相信就可称义。
Because if you agree and admit in your heart, then you recognize this salvation.
口里承认就可得救。
And your mouth, if you admit, then you can receive this salvation.
受洗是我们与主同死、同埋、同复活的经历。
And the baptism is how we die with Christ, bury with Christ, resurrect with Christ, and all this experience.
我们借着受洗明白耶稣基督为我们而死。
So through the baptism, we understand how Jesus died for us.
我们要经历耶稣基督的复活在我们身上。
We need to experience how Jesus' resurrection.
十字架就是意味着我们要每天要来对付我们的老我。
And the cross is a symbol how you need to crucify your old self and deal with your old self.
我们要弃绝我们的旧人。
You need to neglect your old self.
把属世的一些邪情私欲都要钉在十字架上。
And get away all this worldly thing, crucify them on the cross.
但很多时候
But many times,
我们总是抛弃不掉这个属世的一切。
We can't give them up.
所以我们过一个半死不活的一个基督徒的生活。
So your spiritual life is half dead and half, you know, live.
当我们遇见逆境的时候
When you made for your own crisis,
我们里面的旧人老我就又彰显出来了。
And your old self will start to be active.
所以我们基督徒，每一个基督徒，我们一定要与基督同活。
And you must live with Christ.
我们要把我们的老我跟主耶稣已经埋葬了。
And you need to bury your old self with Christ.
不再由我们老自己了。
And no longer your old self lives.
我们要与主联合。
You need to unite it with Christ.
开始一个新造的生命。
And to start a new creation life.
借着洗礼表明我们在死和复活的形状上与他联合。
So through baptism, we united with him with his resurrection.
也只有接受了洗礼，才可以领受圣餐。
It's only you have been baptized, you can receive the Holy Communion.
受洗是我们归入基督的一个记号。
And baptism is a symbol how we baptize into Christ.
所以等一下我们要奉父子圣灵的名。
And later on, in the name of God, the Holy Spirit and the Son,
给要受洗的弟兄姐妹
and we will baptize those brothers and sisters.
同时要宣告他们是基督徒
and we need to declare from today they are Christians.
是永生神的儿子
and they are children of the living God.
他们是完完全全的归在基督的名下
and they baptize into Christ.
要开始新的生活
they need to start a new life.
这里还有一个受洗属灵的意义
There's one more spiritual meaning
就是表明我们愿意在主里顺服
and,
听从
indicates in our spiritual life we are willing to obey and to follow Jesus
成为一个新造的人
and to become a new creation
仪式不很重要
Ceremony is not that important.
主耶稣要的就是我们一个悔改认罪的信心。
And but what Jesus wants is you truly repent yourself.
盼望弟兄姐妹都要明白受洗的意义。
So I hope brothers and sisters you will understand the true meaning of baptism.
从今天开始，我们过一个蒙福祝福的生活。
And from today you will receive a blessed life.
有新的生命。
Has a new life united with God.
好，我们祷告。
And let's bow down and pray.
慈悲爱我们的父神。
Our merciful heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our loving Lord.
首先，我们要谢谢你在十字架上的爱。
First of all, we'd like to thank you, the love you show on your cross.
我们也知道只有主耶稣的宝血才能够洁净我们世人的罪。
We know only your holy blood can cleanse all our sins.
我们相信你的人
whoever believe in you
就可以蒙主的宝血得洁净。
So we can be purified by your holy blood.
我们就可以得到永生的生命。
And we can get this eternal life.
不再灭亡。
And we no longer will be perish.
第二次的死亡不会临到我们。
The second death will not come to us.
我们的名字会写在生命册上。
Our name will be carved on the book of life.
这是主耶稣的应许。
And this is your promise.
我们感谢你。
We'd like to thank you.
今天有六位弟兄姐妹。
Today we have six brothers and sisters.
他们做了一个最有智慧的选择。
They have made the wisest decision.
选择了生命。
They choose life.
他们是蒙福的人。
They are truly blessed.
我们愿意把他们交在主你手里。
We want to put them sincerely onto your hands.
求主你亲自引领。
So please lead them yourself.
坚固他们的信心。
Solid their faith.
让他们常有主的同在。
So you be with them all the time.
过一个得胜的生活。
So they can live a victorious life.
也求主你的话语继续留在我们每一个人的心里。
So may your words continuously to dwell among us.
让我们每一个基督徒出去外面能够为主你做美好的见证。
So each one of us, when we go out to the society, we can be your good testimony.
能够彰显主你的爱。
To show your love.
把我们的家人都带到主你的面前。
And bring all our families and friends into you.
谢谢主，听我们的祷告。
We'd like to thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
好，现在我们要洗礼。